you are today with full of life and ask you a few questions. Where is written in the Torah that we have to make Kiddush for Shabbat?
Friday night?
Yeah.
Yom HaShishi. That's the sacrifice that God created the world.
It's not written, you should. Where it's written? Where it's written, you should make Kiddush.
It's a commandment that you have to make Kiddush. There is not.
Huh?
There isn't. It's not written.
There isn't.
Somewhere in the Torah,
I told you
recently.
I told you that very clearly a number of times. That's good. I'm asking you.
At the bread? Something with the bread?
No, with the bread.
No, the Torah said make kiddush.
Wine.
The Torah didn't said no wine, no.
No.
But said make kiddush. What's kiddush? You're saying to God, oh, thank you for giving us a holy day.
Right.
That's kiddush.
You're sanctifying God's name.
The Kaddish of Shabbat. Where is that written in the Torah that you should express your gratitude to the Shabbat that He gave you? Say, Mekadesh HaShabbat. Where is that? Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, Mekadesh HaShabbat. You say it's not written? Clear word. What is Zachor et Yom HaShabbat? Remember to sanctify the day of the Shabbat. You may come to argue. Remember to sanctify means don't violate the laws of the Shabbat. Mm. Doesn't mean you have to say Kiddush, you won't. Zachor means, Zachor Bakhem. The word Zachor in Hebrew has two different meanings. Zachor, remember. Lizkor is to remember. So Zachor is Zocher, mentioning with your mouth something. That's called Zocher. You are saying with your mouth. Say, oh God, you gave us today, this day, a holy day of Shabbat. This is Kiddush. That's when the Torah didn't say no wine. The Torah didn't say no bread. But said, make a Kiddush. Which means, give thanks to God for the holy day that He gave you. Who told us that the whole means you have to say? Maybe Zachor means remember, that's all. Here came our rabbis and said, when they say Zachor, it doesn't mean remember, saying what. They learned it, Gezerah Shavah. You know what means Gezerah Shavah? A word written here, and written in a different subject, same word. And they tell you, if you don't know what is the meaning over here, look over there. Where there is also Zachor. Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. Remember what Amalek did. Why? Remember that he tried to destroy the Jewish people. And you remember that you have a duty to see to it, to destroy these people of Amalek. Is that clear? Machot imhe et zecher Amalek. Don't leave any memories of that. For those people of Amalek, that nation. Lo tishkach. Don't forget. Then if Zachor means remember, you say, Lo tishkach, don't forget means remember. What do you need to what? Lo tishkach and Zachor. Lo tishkach means don't forget. But Zachor means say it. The Torah said you must read this parasha Zachor, the Shasar of Amalek, every year once. In order not to forget. That's Zachor. Zachor means say it. Since Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek means say it, the Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh also means say it with your mouth. You understand? That's how they learn Kiddush in the Torah. But the question is, who is obligated to make the Kiddush? Every man, every child, every lady. Who is obligated?
Man or wife, doesn't matter.
Man or?
Or woman, or his wife.
Or woman. Children.
Out of the house.
No, children, no.
Children. What do you call children? No, with children.
Below 12.
Below 12?
I think, 12, yeah. 12 and a half, I think.
No. That's a girl.
13.
Below 13.
13.
He's a man when he's 13. Under 13 is a child. Yeah. He's not obligated under the Torah. But Hakamim said, training, chinuch, education. That means what? When the child doesn't reach the time of education, tell a child, 3 years old, you must make a decision. Come on, either. That means a child that starts to understand, to read, and tell him, supposed to make a decision. Okay. You said men and women alike. You sure of that?
First the man, if the man can't do it, then it's the woman who does it.
You sure? Do you know that but there are some
it's more kavod for the man to do it.
You know that some it's about a woman is not obligated?
It's more kavod for the woman.
She's not obligated to do it.
I'm asking you, do you know that there are some it's what a woman are not obligated to do?
Yeah. They have to do with time.
What's it on? It's time. Is that this kiddush has to do with time?
Yeah.
Then what do you say she is obligated? Come on, I see you are, you know, mashallah, you are Ben Poet.
Yeah, I've been giving a curveball, I can't answer that.
You are giving, first of all, you right away said man and woman, you didn't think of it, that this has to do with time. When I am asking you, does there are some mitzvot women are relieved, you said yes. What are they? The ruling is fixed time. This is fixed time. One day in a week. Not every day and every minute. Well, come on. Make up your mind.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm right. I definitely am right.
Well, not obligated.
Not obligated, but she can make it.
She can make it.
If the husband
can't... She's not obligated. This is not a mistake now. She's not obligated. She cannot make it.
And she is obligated, and she can make it. But if the husband is not able to do it, then the woman can do it.
And if her husband is able?
Then she doesn't have to do it.
She doesn't have it, she is not allowed. Don't change the words, don't switch
words.
She
doesn't have to do it.
She doesn't
but
have
to. It's more respectful
yeah.
if the husband does it rather than the wife.
Yeah. Is she allowed to do it?
Yeah, she's allowed to do it.
Why? Isn't she relieved from it? She's not obligated.
I'm letting you answer that question.
Hmm?
I'll let you answer it.
I thank you. No, it's good you allow me to give the answer. By rule, every mitzvah that has fixed time, a lady is relieved from that mitzvah. But in this case, she is not relieved. She has the same duty as men to sanctify the name of the day of the Shabbat.
Always right.
But we know, we have to know the reason. That's against the ruling. Mm-hmm. But the idea is this. Pay attention very well to what I'm telling you now. This is hard to understand. I did tell you, that's why you forgot. There is the Ten Commandments are mentioned twice in the Torah. Once when Kadosh Baruch Hu, God was speaking to the Jewish people, telling them, Anochi Hashem Elohecha, word by word, all the Ten Commandments. And once, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he was about to die, he gathered all the Jewish people, telling them what happened from the time, the beginning when they were in Egypt, his time till the end of the 40 years. And he told them about what happened on the Mount Sinai, that God appeared to them and gave them the Ten Commandments, which are so and so. And he's repeating the words of the Ten Commandments. But he changed, he made changes. He did not repeat word by word the way it's written in Parashat Yitro when Hashem appeared to Israel. But all of a sudden he makes changes. If he comes to say, remember that God told you this and this and this, and God did not tell this way, he said differently. Is he allowed to change? He's not allowed to change. Maybe there is a reason why he's changing. How could he change? How could he come and bring... Suppose I send you to tell somebody something, and you go, you switch my words, you could say something else. Is that right? If God's sending Moshe to tell the Jewish people something, he has to tell them exactly what God tells him, not to go to tell them something else. And you say, yeah. How could you? And we see one of the changes that he made is this. In Parashat Yitro, when Hashem appears to them, said, Zachor, et Yom HaShabbat, HaKadosh. Kemra, Moshe, and he told the people, you remember when God appeared to you and that he said this and this. And he said, Shamor, et Yom HaShabbat. Wait a minute. You said, God said, Shamor, et Yom HaShabbat. He did not. He said, Zachor. You may come and say, it's the same thing. Zachor means remember. Shamo means keep. Keep it in mind. Keep in mind. It's the whole. Remember.
Remember.
Then, simple meaning, it is the same. It's not the same. First of all, they came to tell you, what did Hashem say? If you said the whole, you should say the whole, Moshe. If Hashem said Shamo, then what's the whole in Yitro? You understand the question? They come, they say, God said two words. Zachor and Shamor. Shachtutin. Should be written Zachor, Vishamor, et Yom HaShabbat, et Kadoshon. That's not written. Secondly, if you say two words, for what? Why do you need two words? Say only one. That's because Zachor has different applications. Shamor is a different one. When you tell somebody, remember one, remember to do what I told you. But Shamo means, hey, watch yourself. Watch yourself means not to do the wrong things that you are not supposed to do. There's a whole speaking about things that you're supposed to do. Shamo speaking things that you are not supposed to do. What is the things that you're supposed to do? Kiddush. That is the thing that you have to do. But the question is, if this is the fact, Hashem said Zachor and Shamor, still, we don't understand why and I said the word of Hashem is said Zachor only, and Moshe is written Shamor, should be written really, Zachor and Shamor, both of them. The idea is this, the Torah intentionally didn't put words, because if you would be written, you read in Hamashimah, Zachor, Meshamor, and Yom HaShabbat, and he said, because that's what God said, Zachor and Shamor. It's not true. Okay, well then, what did he say? He said, Shamor and Zachor. No, he did not. Zachor is written for us. Then what did he say? What did Hashem say? If he didn't say it, Zachor and Shamor. If he didn't say Shamor and Zachor, what did he say? Hashem said them both as one word. B'dibur echad emar. Hashem was saying, can you say two words at the same time?
No.
Why not? If you have two mouths, you might. One mouth would say Zachor. One would say Shamor. You're saying both of them at the same time. Correct? But the fact is they didn't say Zachor and Shamor. Hashem says Zachor and Shamor, only Hashem could do that at once. We can't even understand, we can't even hear such something like this. Zachor and Shamor at the same time. Hashem made a miracle to say them both at once and made Israel realize that he's saying them at once. The Gemara says, מה שאין הפה יכול לדבר, מה שאין האוזן יכולה לשמוע. No mouth could say two words at once, and no ear can hear both words at once. מה שאין הפה יכול לדבר, מה שאין האוזן יכולה לשמוע. That's a miracle. Why Hashem will make this miracle? For what? There's no purpose to it. Say, Zachor v'Shamor. And to tell you, they're both equally the same. And also to tell you, anyone who is obligated in one is obligated in the second one. You know the difference we said was between Zachor and Shamor? One is the things you're supposed to do, Zachor. Shamor means things that you are not supposed to do. Then the things that you are not supposed to do, the lady is obligated. Of course. Because why do we make the lady relieved from doing the mitzvot? Because she's busy. She's doing something else. But here we are not telling her to do, we're telling her not to do. Therefore she's obligated, that's the same as men. And the Torah puts in the Chom Shamor together as one word to tell you whoever is obligated in Shamor is obligated in Zechor. You understand now? This is how we know that a woman is obligated in Kiddush. That the Chos became about Kiddush. That she is obligated. Did you understand now? Then comes what? Kem Chachamim had said, you know, it's true, the Torah said make a Kiddush. The Torah said make, take a cup of wine. The Torah didn't say take a cup of wine. Say, I will say Kiddush. I'll come home. Shalom, Alechem, and then say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shekadoshanu, Mesatam, Ratzavanu, Shabbat, Kachoba, Ratzavanu, Shabbat, Kachoba, Ratzavanu, why not him? What do we need the wine for?
Onek Shabbat. Simcha.
Onek Shabbat.
Simcha.
Is that in the Torah?
No, make it lively, make it happy, make it different than other days.
That's what we call mitzvah mid-de Rabbanah. Mitzvah from Chachamim. Rabbanah is Chachamim. Chachamim gave us this mitzvah. Do you understand? Not in the Torah. That we have to make it on wine, that's from Chachamim. That we make two mitzvah. First of all, we make mitzvah to sing Kaddish Shabbat. Secondly, to take wine and say, what we're given. It's already a third mitzvah. And fourth. Now this is the reason, mitzvot over here. This is what they tell us. Just as a woman is obligated to be, to watch herself, not to violate the laws of the Shabbat, things that she is not supposed to do, she should not be done. Now it doesn't serve her the other way around, we tell her not to do. Therefore she will be able to do, to fulfill her duty. The same thing now, as she is obligated to do things that she's not supposed to do, she's obligated also to do what she's supposed to do. What is this Kiddush? From this we learn the Kiddush by ladies is a mitzvah from the Torah that she must. But to make it on wine, no. The wine she is not obligated. She's not obligated to read, to drink wine, say bilacha wine and drinking. No. This is what? Kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zchira. Now you know that a woman is supposed to mention Kiddush. And what's the difference to us if a woman is or not? From Torah, from Chachamim. Listen to this. This is, be very careful what I'm saying now. We have a rule. One man is obligated to do something from the Torah. There is another person who is not obligated. The one who is not obligated cannot do the mitzvah for him. Do you understand? I don't know if you understood. For example, a man, they said, the Torah said, Be'achata ve'savata u'berachta et Hashem aleicha. Eat, get satisfied, and then you have the duty of giving beracha, b'kat ha'mazon to Hashem. Thanks. Now this is mitzvah on a person to say b'kad Amazon. Does a child is obligated also to say b'kad Amazon? From the Torah, not, but from Chachamim, yes. He is obligated in Rabbanah. Suppose a man doesn't know how to say b'kad Amazon. There is somebody else to say b'kad Amazon. Can somebody else say b'kad Amazon for him or not? Mr. Abraham Mizrahi is eating. They come to me, they tell me, say the bracha for him. He eats and I say the bracha.
No.
Any bracha, that's a mitzvah that you have to do. Any mitzvah that you have to do, somebody else can do it for you. I can do for that person the mitzvah. Do you understand? If you eat. But sometimes if you eat, I can do the mitzvah bracha for you. Sometimes you eat, I cannot. You have to sit down and listen when I say the bracha. But sometimes it's not good. When you are a grown up man and you ate and you got satisfied, b'achalta v'savata, eat and get satisfied. If you got satisfied, you have to give beracha to Hashem. Suppose you came and you sat down at the table, you ate a small piece of bread, and eat something that you could satisfy. You were so hungry. just a little bit. This is right, but you're not satisfied yourself yet, correct? Now, are you obligated from Torah to Sefer Kadosh Mazon? If you didn't get satisfied yet?
What do you call satisfied?
Satisfied.
You don't feel hungry anymore?
I mean, chazai, not a chazai.
This is up to Hakamim gave the shi'ur of chazai. But the person satisfied, that's when he eats, that he doesn't feel hungry anymore. That's satisfied. Do you understand? If he's satisfied, surely the Torah says, "Be'achalta v'sabata," you eat and you get satisfied, "Be'achalta." But if he eats, he doesn't, he's not satisfied yet. He didn't have enough yet. Then he's not obligated to do the mitzvah. Do you understand? Now, another question. Suppose one got satisfied. And one ate, didn't get satisfied, he ate a little. Can this one that was satisfied do the bracha for the other one?
I'm not angry with that question. I would have to say yes.
Why? Because he's obligated to do the mitzvah in the Torah.
Right.
The Torah obligated him. Of course, since the Torah obligated him, of course he can do for himself or others. But the other one didn't get satisfied. He ate a little small piece. He ate kazayit, he ate even kabetza, 2 ounces. But he's not satisfied, he's so hungry. It wasn't good enough. I know many times Alan said, I sat down to eat, it was very little, Torah didn't get satisfied. Especially when a person has a big stomach. Correct?
Yeah.
Is he obligated from the Torah to say Birkat HaMazon if he's not satisfied? No, the Torah said Sabbath. Therefore, there is here a man got satisfied. He ate and got satisfied. He didn't say Birkat HaMazon yet. Here is another man. He ate and didn't get satisfied yet. He ate a lot of them. Can this man make the bracha for this one? No, because this is not Hayav min HaTorah, this is Hayav min HaTorah. This one can do it for this, but this one cannot do it for this. Correct? Then a person that Hayav min Rabbanan from Hachamim, he cannot do a mitzvah for another person who is obligated to do it from the Torah. Is that clear? Therefore, a man grown up is obligated from the Torah. A child is obligated from the Torah. A child cannot say bracha for his father. Is that clear? That's one thing. The question is about the woman. A woman can say Birkat HaMazon for a man?
No.
No? Why no?
She's not obligated.
She is not
sure
obligated?
She's obligated.
No.
Why? Time.
No, there's no time. You can eat any time. Anytime you eat, if it is during the day, during the night, anytime, you have to say Birkat HaMazon. If you have bread, you must say Birkat HaMazon. At any time. Therefore, women are hayavot for Birkat HaMazon. From the Torah. Correct?
I guess so.
You guess something. Therefore, can a woman make Birkat HaMazon for the man or not? It depends. If he ate and he satisfied, she ate, she did not get satisfied. She cannot make Birkat HaMazon for him. He is hayab from the Torah, she is not hayab, it only from Hachamim. Do you understand? Then the person who is not obligated from the Torah, he has mitzvah from Hachamim on him. He cannot do the mitzvah for a person not obligated in the Torah. A child cannot make the Birkat HaMazon for his father. A woman, she can do Birkat HaMazon for her husband. Why? He is obligated from the Torah and she is obligated from the Torah. Why we said she is obligated? Because the Chol B'Shamor was said it once. To tell you, just as you are obligated in Shamor, you are obligated in Zohar. Did you get the idea now?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if a man ate and he got satisfied, a woman ate, she didn't get satisfied. But she ate over kazayit that she chayevet b'sevut kazon. Could she say b'kazon mazon for him?
According to
Korah, you tell me that. You analyze it. From the Torah, is he obligated from the Torah since he didn't get satisfied?
No.
Give me an example. The man got, man ate, and he's not satisfied.
Hmm.
The woman ate.
She's satisfied.
And
she can do it for him?
He is satisfied?
Yeah.
Yes, she can do it for him.
And then the man ate, and he got satisfied. And the woman ate, she did not get satisfied, but she ate she'u to say b'kat ha-mazon, because Hakamim said that for kazayit you have to say b'kat ha-mazon. Could she say the b'kat ha-mazon for him too, or not?
According to the Rabbanan, no, because
since she is obligated from the Rabbanan, she cannot do it for him,
right,
who is doing it from the Torah. And you know the difference there. All this would come to analyze why. Anything that a person is hayav from the Rabbanan, he cannot do this mitzvah for a person that hayav to do it from the Torah. Is that clear? Then here we say, she must be eating enough to satisfy herself. He ate to be satisfied, and she ate, then she can say b'kat ha-mazon for him. He will listen and answer amen on every biracha. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we reach somewhere. Therefore, a child is obligated for what? The Torah or Hachamim?
Hachamim.
Can a child make the B'kat HaMazon for his father?
No.
Can a child make Kiddush for his mother?
Wait. No.
No.
Why? Why not?
Not obligated
to
the Torah.
No, child is not obligated to the Torah. The woman is obligated from the Torah. The one that is mitzvah of the banana only is not good for the one who is hayav in the Torah. The child cannot. But sometimes they come home, the man is not in the house. He's away on business trip. You know what it means, business trip, don't you? I thought you never go. He goes to the forest?
I haven't seen this guy.
No, I don't go to the forest. I don't travel. Don't go. No.
Where do you go? Only here? In the States.
States.
All over the States?
No. Well, Florida, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Far East. I don't too far.
You go to the South.
I went to Texas, you know, and I don't know far, but I went to look for kosher salami.
Yeah.
I went 10 supermarkets. Nothing.
Nothing, huh? You didn't know where to go. If you went to a shul, you ask where is the shul.
Yeah.
You ask where is the rabbi. You ask him, he will lead you right away. Where is the kosher?
Yeah, I should have asked. There weren't many shuls there.
Short stay?
Short, very short.
How long? 2 hours?
Where?
In Texas.
2 hours?
Yeah.
No, it's been a few days. Yeah.
A few days, that's short. Few days, there is a prayer, there's eating, there's everything, that's not short.
No, it's long enough, but...
Always the first thing you do when you go somewhere, you ask, where is the shul? Where is the rabbi?
So there's no shul.
Of course there is.
But say it's a shul, not a good shul.
Conservative,
reform.
There is an Orthodox shul. Texas, there is? There is two, it's for Ashkenazim and Sephardim, Orthodox.
Where in Texas?
They said, don't ask.
Texas is very big.
I have a traveler's guide, just every town.
I went through the culture, you know, the traveler's guide for, mainly the border area, you know. If you ask, the right people, you know, a lot of Jewish men down there, you know, businessmen, they know where to buy kosher food and so forth.
Sure.
Well, after time when you have trouble looking, you do ask, you know, but...
I went to California. The first thing I asked is I asked them to give me a list of places that is kosher. Glad kosher. They gave me every glass kosher, the location, the area. I took the paper, so written. I told him to write it for me, he did. When I wanted to eat, I called the taxi, I went there. I bought it, I brought it to the room, no doubt. I didn't stay long. You stayed much longer than me. But I stayed a real short time. But again, not hours. I stayed 5 days.
Uh-huh.
5 days, and we have to eat.
Call that number.
You understand?
It's very interesting.
He gave you the answer right away, you see?
Yeah.
Look at that. We're telling you something that brings you benefit. Very beneficial to you. He's copying it now.
Yeah, well, sure.
You have to be a member.
Call him?
No, not to call him.
Now, let me tell you one thing. Here in Brooklyn, in Borough Park, there is a store called Franco. He makes everything, all these cold cuts, every one of them vacuum packed with a cellophane that doesn't get spoiled. Take it, you put it in your box and your suitcase,
leave it there.
You go there, wherever you go, you take and you eat.
Good idea.
I bought it for my son Eli when he used to travel to Brazil.
Utica,
I bought him.
Franco's
in Utica
Avenue?
Utrecht Avenue and 58th Street, I think.
48th
and
Utrecht Avenue?
On the corner. Corner store. He has selection of so many things. My son went to Brazil to put him a supply. Was good enough for him all the time.
Really?
And then when he came back, he was one of the Tamidei Chachamim with the Shidduchim from Yerushalayim. He was looking for something, but he was starved. He didn't eat all day. And he came back on the plane with my son. My son takes the meal.
Hi.
He liked it all. I said, where did you get this from? What kind of thing? It's the most glad kosher of the way. From Frankel and Brooklyn. Tell me, can I have something to eat? He gave him, he said, my son told me, Robert, that you don't know how this Robert was starved, the way he was eating, unbelievable. He was so starved. And I said, I'm glad that you gave me that meat, that bread. He was so happy with it. This is one way. Let me tell you another way. Okay. Aldwerk, very smart man. He travels from time to time. When he travels, he wants to eat all the food that he eats home. He wants the kibbeh hamda. He wants everything exactly like at home. How is he going to do it? He has with him also some plate that he likes at home, that he can warm things on. And he went, he made the special research on it. Then he reached a place in Williamsburg that they vacuum pack all those cans of the glad kosher meat, different things, cooking. He went to them, he spoke to them, he spoke. I'm a religious Jew. I want when I travel, I'll be able. Would you back for me? I'll pay you. So at the beginning, they wanted to understand. They saw that the house in Syria he wants because it's kosher. I said, okay, we'll tell you exactly what to do, how much you boil it. I did that. And he takes it to them, the vacuum packet, it's in a can. He goes wherever he travels, he has the kibbeh hamda, he has the chicken with potatoes.
How's he heated? He eats it as a special.
I said he has a plate.
Hot plate, thing, yeah.
A plate,
that's it. That's Aldwerk, yeah.
He makes askin. He eats everything.
Gourmet meals.
Yeah, the mahshi, the yaqla, everything.
Why?
Do you understand now?
Sure, sure.
I'm showing you there is a way, but there is a will, there is a way. If you want, when you're in trouble, you go to Al-Dwek, it will tell you what to do.
Good idea.
If you can't run around because you don't want to waste your time of business, sometimes your time is very limited. You don't want to go around. Yes?
This organization that I gave them, they will deliver the meal to his hotel room.
But?
What kind of meal?
Anything you want.
How much it will charge him?
That's a different story.
That's
a thing.
It can do it without all these problems.
That's a, is it an airplane food or it's good food?
Well,
okay,
food.
Now you understand what we said. When a person is obligated from Hachamim, he cannot do the mitzvah for a person who is obligated from the Torah. A young boy is from Hachamim. A man is from the Torah. But if a young man ate and he got satisfied, and the father ate a little but doesn't get satisfied, this one is Hayah from Hachamim, the other one is Hayah from Hachamim. Maybe the little one can do it for him. It's a matter of argument. Because this one has the mitzvah, two things from Hachamim. The other one only one. What is it? The other one ate. Don't get satisfied. That's only because don't get satisfied from the ties I'm not obligated from Chaim, yes. The boy ate and he got satisfied. Still and all is Hayawad from Hachamim because he's young. But this is one from Hachamim, this one from Hachamim. They can do it for each other. But if the son is plenty, satisfied, he can eat no more. And the father didn't eat only a little. That's the question, can this young do it for the father? Do you understand the question? This is. Always the rule is, one that's Hayah from Hachamim is good for another one who is Hayah from Hachamim. But the one is from Hachamim, and the one from the Torah, the one from Hachamim is not good for the one of the Torah. Is that clear? Okay. Now, he makes the Kiddush, at the time of the Kiddush when he says Baracha, Asher Kiddushanu Satan Sabanu Shabbat Kutshava Avavos and Hiranu. He has to look at, you know what he do? Cup of wine. When he says Asher Kiddushanu Satan Sabanu, what did we say? The child is obligated from the Torah? Or not?
No.
No, he's not talking. The father is eating his hayam from the Torah. Now the son can do it for the father?
No.
No. Unless the son eats plenty and the father does not eat only a little justice, that's for himself. Then he can do it for him. This one the Rabbanan and this one the Rabbanan. Did you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're both Rabbanan and they...
Both the Rabbanan. That principle rule stays the same. Now, that sometimes the Katan can be Motzi, the grown-up, sometimes he cannot be Motzi, he cannot do it for him.
What about his mother?
You tell me. The mother is just like her father.
Same thing.
And Shabbat, and Kiddush, and all eating. We said that before.
Okay.
The Shah is Hayyabat, not Torah. That's why I was mentioning what's the Hiyub, Hiyub, not Torah. Of course, wine is from Hachalim. Now, if a person doesn't have wine, what do you do? Hachalim tells him you are not allowed to eat without Kiddush. And Kiddush I can make without wine. But I don't have wine.
What do I do?
I stay fasting?
Put
on the bread. Very good. Then they gave him a solution. There is bread over there. He makes Natira first. He comes, puts his hand on the bread. He said, the Baruch HaMotzi Lahem Min HaAretz. Takes it, he cuts it, and he gives it to everyone. this is the bracha of Kiddush will be on the bread instead of wine. No wine on the bread. Yeah.
So he said if the person's going to have wine, and he said Yom HaKishin, and then go wash his hands, and then say how was he?
Yes.
Well, go wash his hands.
Yes, sir. That's a good question. He has to say the Pesukim. Very good. Now, we went a little bit too deep, that's what I'm saying. If you don't pay attention well, you get lost in this thing. Then there is a number of things I said. Kiddush is in the Torah. What is it in? Zachor et Yom Shabbat Nosfer. Zachor, we said, meaning is? You have to say, to mention. Okay. We come, we take a cup of wine. And we say a bracha already, everyone for himself. Now, are we obligated to have this cup of wine?
In the Quran, no.
No?
Rahman.
Why? Isn't we said that a person must hear Kiddush or say Kiddush before he eats?
But the wine is
huh?
The Rabbanan.
What do you mean the one? The one? He is obligated from the Torah. Therefore, he has to say Birkat HaMazon. What do you mean? No, of course we're from the Torah. Correct? If a person ate and he got satisfied, he is obligated to say Birkat HaMazon from the Torah.
Now doing the wine.
To say Kiddush from the Torah. Okay? Any human being that's grown up, he has to say Kiddush from the Torah unless he is young. The woman is also, she is obligated from the Torah.
The wine, the
Rabbanan, or the... The wine, the Rabbanan. Okay. Now, it's a machloket, we make up opinions in the books. But it's agreed that it is the Rabbanan, most of the person. Very good question. Now, we said that the woman can do it for the man or not? Can the woman make the mitzvah for the man or not?
Yeah.
Kiddush for the man, can it change?
Yeah.
Why? Because both of them chayavim from the Torah. That's clear?
Yeah.
Still not all, our rabbi said, Tavo me'era, the curse of a person, that he doesn't train himself to know, and he relies on his wife to say the Kiddush for her, for him. They don't like it that a woman will say Kiddush for the man. And Chas v'Shalom is a curse on a man like this. Because he will put curse in his life for letting a lady to make the Kiddush for him. Is that clear? Baruch Hashem, we can do this. To say that the Kiddush is from the Torah for the man and for the woman. And sometimes a woman can do it for the man, sometimes she can't do it for the man. Same thing with the child. He cannot do it for the man. Clear? Okay. Now we come and say a person should say Kiddush on the wine. He doesn't have wine. You say it on?
What?
The bread. He doesn't have bread.
You gotta walk that way.
He cannot make Kiddush on something else. Only on wine or bread. That's at night. When comes the day, he can say Kiddush not only on bread or wine, but he can say also Kiddush on what? Anything that a drink. Instead of wine, he can say gin. He can take Arak and make Kiddush on it. But here comes another problem. When you make Kiddush, you have to have a cup of wine that you fill it in, and the cup takes few ounces. Now it comes, it says, he makes Kiddush with that cup on wine. Is it the right or the banana?
Well, I
thought 3 ounces. You said the wine is with the bananas.
The
Torah is not saying wine. Why Hachamim said do it on a cup of wine? Why? Let him come and say the bracha without any wine or any bread. Why should he say it on Kapha Pasha? But he wants you to make the Kiddush with joy, with happiness. That's why they take the wine and they do it on the wine. Question is, if it's on the wine is obligated from the Torah or from Hachamim? Some places we see that the Torah is supposed to do it from the Torah. Some places we see that they are not obligated from the Torah. They try to understand, is it Torah or not? It's accepted among the people that the wine is not from the Torah, it's from Hachamim. Therefore, if she comes to make the Kiddush for the man, she can make the Kiddush even without the wine. According to the halakha, once you say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Shabbat, you do the mitzvah. Therefore, we pray Arbit, and Arbit, there is Berachah Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh Shabbat. That's why we prepared our view. And we say again on the cup of wine, that's Mede Rabbanah. Now, since he is obligated from the Rabbanan, if a child is obligated from the Torah, surely he could. But the child is not from the Torah, he's also the Rabbanan. Then maybe the child could do it for the man. Still, and though we say a child can make, why? It's recalled, he's obligated. Two things that is with the Rabbanan. The man